It's Like a Virgin Month
with Concetta and Luca.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great. They're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them. It's like a Virgin Month.
On Breakfast with Concetta and Luca.
It is Concetta and Luca with you on a Friday morning. I don't know if you can hear the extra emotion I have in my voice. It's giving pinch me because the artist that we have in for Like a Virgin, it's so huge. We are saying good morning to the freaking Veronicas. Good morning, angels.
Good morning,
our loves.
We're so happy that you're here. This is your first official Like a Virgin. How are you both feeling?
I was just told not to swear, and I was just about to swear. We are beeping ourselves.
No, don't say that. That's a bad thing. Don't leave it to the imagination.
Yeah, actually, you're right.
Let me take over from here, please. We've got to get Jesse to stop talking.
Yes.
We are thrilled to finally be here with you, babes.
There we go.
We really are.
This is so cool. I cannot wait for the original, for the cover. I mean, we've gotten to speak to over Zoom. You won't remember this, but like in a past Mardi Gras, you were on a float and I remember like reaching out to like interview you as you passed. And so to have you here, like it just feels very historic.
Wow, thank you.
What an honor.
Honored.
Yes,
honored.
This is a
And
delight.
I remember that moment.
Are you joking?
I remember. I do.
Oh, I mean, how could you not? The stars going down that.
Well, we've been beeping ourselves to have you come through as well. So
yes.
We're all on the same page at least. And thanks for squeezing in. You guys always stay so busy. Big starts of the year. Australian Open just recently. Big old arena show. Looked so fun. What a blast. How on earth was it up there?
It was unreal. It was 10,000 people just absolutely getting down to the Veronicas. It was wild.
Are you tennis people at all? Are you interested in that aspect?
Yes. Jesse is. This was actually my first tennis experience.
Mm. Oh, cool. Did you watch many games or anything?
I did, yeah.
We went to the women's finals.
Yep. And yeah, Sabalenka's kind of a fave.
Pretty sick.
So we've been the last 3 years. She won the first year and then she lost the last two. But when she loses, you're still winning because you get a really good show.
Oh, that's such a good point.
She puts on bit of a tantrum and I'm here for it. I'm like, yeah, babe, get mad, like slam a racket. Like, I love it.
Absolutely. It means you care. It's seeing that passion. Yeah. I mean, you also headlined Party in the Paddock, one of our most beloved festivals. How was that for you?
Oh, beautiful. Awesome. We're just so lucky. It's like we've been playing festivals these last few years and we get so much great energy from the fans, the crowds. Everyone's just in their element. And so we are,
Yeah.
It really is the crowds that make it so much fun.
Yeah. People say what makes like a great show? And we're always like, it's actually like feeding off the energy from the crowd because we like to keep things quite spontaneous in our shows.
Yeah.
So you're sort of allowing that energy to like
flow
fuel
through
you somewhere. Like maybe you're going to jump on something. Maybe I don't know. You know what I mean?
Totally.
It sort of propels you into a zone.
Yeah. That sounds so fun. Sounds like maybe start keeping some tennis rackets side of stage in case you want to bring them out for a smash.
Yeah, 100%.
It's really fun to do, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, ahead of Party in the Paddock, we actually spoke to Morat, who we obviously love, was also performing at the festival. And, you know, we asked if they were excited to appear alongside you at the fest. And Morat sort of claimed to have maybe started the Veronica's resurgence. This is what she said.
Yes. Actually, you know how Untouched had a resurgence?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Revival a few years ago. I'm just gonna say that was me.
Okay, speak on it. What?
Because I brought them out for field day. It had a snowball effect, I have to say. I love those girls.
There you go. Is that true?
She is an angel. Yeah. And she is right. You know, the political landscape in Australia for music and stuff, we weren't considered a festival act because we were so commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of these festivals, it wasn't like that back then, to be honest. And it hasn't been that long. And she was like, will you guys just pop up at field day and come and do Untouched with me? And we were like, yeah, babe. From there, we were able to book our first festival run and it went completely mental from there.
I thought she was being a bit tongue-in-cheek, but to know that that actually is legit and had real-world consequences is so very, very cool. Guys looking after younger artists looking after you as well, goes both ways. Since Morat did bring it up, we'll get obviously a cover later and an original first up. Is it going to be Untouched?
We are absolutely doing Untouched.
Yeah!
because we wanted to do it for you guys. And obviously, like, we got voted number 3 on the hottest 100 Australian songs. So we want to give it, you know, we want to give it to the fans. So having that live version of Untouched.
Oh, please. I mean, on behalf of the fans, we want to say thank you. You are my number one vote.
No, thank you to
everyone who voted.
Of course. Like, thank you. Let's talk about this song, because this song, you know it's absolutely everywhere. It is one of the most well-known Australian songs in the entire world. And I wanted to tell you, when I was in the jungle for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, literally in Kruger National Park in South Africa, there's no music, right? They let us one day, it didn't make the air, but they let us play like one song. And the one song I said, give me Untouched by the Radicas, the entire cast, all different ages, all different, are jumping up and down. We're in wigs, that's a long story. But like, that's the song that I go to. I want to know, where's like maybe the weirdest place it's popped up, or someone's told you that they love it? Can you pick out?
Oh my gosh. We were sitting on a flight once and someone started to like kind of yell out the lyric to us. And I'm not even kidding you, the entire plane started to join in.
No. Are you joining in?
Because out of they nowhere, knew that you were there, or just because a random was singing
they,
it, they were on board.
They saw us and they were like, oh, and someone at the back just started going, I go, ooh, ooh, you go, ah. And then the entire plane sang the song to us. And we were just like, what is going on?
Like a movie.
Yeah, like a movie. Like that was kind of wild.
Definitely like... Yeah,
is that
one of the peak points of our life.
Is that fun or terrifying? Because when it's my birthday and everyone sings happy birthday to me, that's the most unpleasant 40 seconds of my life.
Is that a nice thing? We love attention, babe. Yeah, babe. Yeah, we're the Veronicas. It's like we just thrive off it.
Well, I mean, unreal. Let's just get it right here in the Leica Version studio. It's the Veronicas Untouched on Triple J. Here we go.
So much, I see you, breathe you, I want to be you. A la la la, a la la la. You can take time, time. It's a little clear, the way you gotta live your life. Give me all of you, you. Don't be scared, I'll see you through the lonely nights. I want it more, more, more. Don't even think about what's right or wrong or wrong or right. Cause in the end, it's only you and me and no one else is here. Be around to answer all the questions left behind.
I feel so untouched and I want
Chronicas giving us their incredible, original, untouched. It came at number 3 in the hottest 100 of Australian songs. Getting to see it in the Lacquer Version studio, not the live strings. You are all cooking so hard. You all looks like you are having so much fun. The passion still with which you sing this song, the harmonizing, the eye contact, the la la la, like our whole bodies are shaking, the sunglasses. Like, oh my gosh, how are you feeling, my beautiful divas?
I have never sung that song that hard in my entire life. I sang, we sang that so hard just now.
We gave our entire soul to you, to Triple J. Yeah, we did. You have it. It lives with you now.
What goes through your mind and body when you hear the very first, when you hear, da, 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 because for me, it's goosebumps every time. And it's, I'm about to have about 3 minutes of just like carefree. I can forget about everything and, you know, just enjoy my life for 3 minutes, for goodness sake.
Aww,
for you.
That's beautiful.
What do you feel when you hear?
It honestly takes me back to the room that we were in when we wrote the song.
Whoa.
Because we were so specific about what we wanted to write when we wrote Untouched. And we wanted strings at the beginning. We spoke to our collaborator, Toby Gadd. And he played this little thing and we were like that. And we all just sort of like nutted it out and got it. And
there's something that we just felt so euphoric and liberating about
that feeling
that the strings evoke. Yeah. And we were obsessed with it. I mean, at this point, we were making an album where we'd locked ourselves away for 2 weeks. It was just Jess, I and Toby. And we were just creating the most wild stuff we could possibly think of at the time. And so Untouched was definitely one of those songs where we were like, I think we've done something we love. And
it was such a departure from our record before.
Yeah.
It was such a departure from it. So it felt really scary and exciting. And I think that that string part felt like liberation to us.
Yes.
Oh,
and
wow.
So that's what we feel. It takes us to that place, I think.
What a visceral like memory. Those strings take you to its birthplace. That's pretty incredible. It is Concetta and Luca with you on Triple J. We are in the middle of a Lacquer Version with the Veronicas. We've got the original out of the way, and God, it was glorious, but we are edging towards the cover. And the clue that we've given today is the song that the Veronicas are covering. It's been performed in the Lacquer Version studio as an original in the last 12 months. So if you think you know what song that could be, 0439757555, and we'll get back into the Lacquer Version with the Veronicas after this. Triple.
It's Lacquer Version Month
with Concetta and Luca.
Before Lacquer Version and after Lacquer Version is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
1, 2, 3, huh?
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written, and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them. It's like a Version Month.
On Breakfast with Concetta and Luca.
Yes, yes, yes. On this Friday morning, it's Concetta and Luca. We are with the Veronicas for Lacquer Version. So the cover will come soon. We obviously just got Untouched. What a moment for the original right there. One last little touch question on Untouched. It'd be remiss not to bring up this moment that happened at Halsey's show in Brisbane a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
This one. Yeah! Will you please stand for the national anthem?
And then the screams go for about 45 minutes. So we'll bring that down now, I think. How the hell was that moment? How did it come together? Even Halsey is calling it the national anthem. It rules.
It's pretty cool. She's an angel. We have sort of crossed paths like over the years, and she just reached out and she's like, I'm doing a Brisbane show. It would mean so much if you guys would come and play with me. And we were trying to figure out what we would do. We were throwing up doing one of her songs, and she just was like, I really want to do Untouched. And we were like, babe.
It would be my honor to introduce it as the national anthem. We were like, babe, you're so cute.
We were like, babe, this is very cute.
We're like, let's do it.
She's amazing. And honestly, like, we haven't had a lot of people ever cover that song, so we don't hear other artists do it often. And so hearing her on that chorus was so much fun. Cool. Like being able to do it all together, it was very cool.
And was Kesha there as well? I saw the photo.
Yeah, and Kesha was there.
Yeah, so she's currently on tour as well. So amazing.
She's
I mean, again,
too.
We've known Kesha for a very long time. She's an incredible songwriter. And yeah.
Wow, how was it being there all together again? Like, you know, after years of this like friendship and knowing each other and then just so recently.
It was so funny. We all like, after we all got off stage, we all like magnetized together and it was like a roundtable podcast. I was like, if this was being filmed right now, this would be pretty crazy because it was, I think there's something special that happens when you get women that have had similar experiences in the industry together and you just start purging.
Yeah.
And it was, we all just started purging and it was actually really beautiful because it was like holding space for just connecting.
Beautiful.
What that is powerful, right? As women in this industry to be able to share your stories and where you can feel that empathy and when you're like, I know what you're feeling and also just sharing advice. I literally wanted to talk to you about that, of how you have some amazing relationships with so many artists, so many Australians, so many women. We talked about Mallrat earlier and you talked about how it's important to you to give back to younger artists. I also saw that you have a relationship with Peach PRC and she's someone that you gave advice to in this business. I want to know, with 20 years in this business, how important is it to you to be giving advice to up and coming artists and other people in the industry?
If we can help any young artists with any advice, like, we always try to take the opportunity to do that because Australia is, you know, it's small. It's small here and it's competitive. You know, you go to the States and there's a lot going on. You know what I mean? It's a huge market. And Australia is a lot smaller. And I think that sometimes it can feel a little disconnected. Seeing the younger generation coming up, it's not so much like that. They're very collaborative and they're very there for each other. And it's actually been so incredible to see that happen. And, you know, that community really come together. And Triple J has been such a huge part of that. Like, you know, connecting artists and keeping that spirit so strong and loving and such a brilliant space to be able to have that experience. And it's so important. And we actually had that growing up in LA.
Really?
We had such an incredible music community of artists. We live next door to Katy Perry. We would have these like acoustic nights every couple weeks where I was just saying, like, we were in the we were somewhere yesterday and Casey and JoJo came on the radio and I was like, remember when they came over our house and played All My Life, like randomly one night? It's just these
wild,
crazy stories.
Beautiful stories about that and period of our life.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been so lucky to have each other. You know, when you are starting out in the industry and there's so much pressure and there's so much excitement, it can be quite overwhelming. And, you know, we're very, very lucky to have each other in that sense. And I think artists that are solo artists, we try to be there and be able to be of any support or advice or anything because we know how important that is.
What a perfect note to move to this cover. We gave the clue that it has already been performed in the Like a Virgin studio in the last year, but as an original. So what are we about to hear?
We're doing Sombers 12 to 12.
Awesome. Love this.
What a song.
Oh, what a song. What an
artist. It's an amazing song.
Yeah. He's so talented. I love that he is so all about his songwriting and producing. And just to see his process was reminded us a lot of, you know, some of the most prolific songwriters that we've had the chance to work with. And it's exciting to see where his career goes because he is a very unique soul and I think very special. And we were really quite captivated by him and this song. And so we were like, we really want to do this.
That's high praise. That's
yeah, it
awesome.
Is true. He was super like hands-on when he did Like a Virgin. He was like, wanted to know all about the gear and everything. He was like super dialed into every aspect of it. It ruled. Yeah. Man, cannot wait to see this cover. It is the Veronicas covering Somba 12 to 12 in the Like a Virgin studio. Whenever you're ready, take it away. We'll be right back. Is covering Somba 12 to 12 in the Like a Virgin studio on this Friday. Thank you so much. How did it feel?
Oh, so great. I mean, such a vibe, that song.
Such a vibe.
I just want to keep doing it. I'm like, can we do this like a couple more times just for
fun? The first time I heard this song, it got stuck in my head all week. Yes. It was like, we didn't even have a choice. We had to do it.
100%.
I was like, this is the only song that's going to be taking up my brain for the next few months.
I'm such a lyric reader, and that bridge, the maybe I'm delusional, I was like, oh, we have to do this. That is how I feel every day.
Man.
I feel like that every day, like maybe I'm delusional.
I feel like we spoke to you just before about the do-do-do-do-do. I feel like he's going to have a similar thing with the dung dung at the very start of that song. It's so we're on here.
Yeah, it's cool.
Well, you know, what you've just done is you've given people the gift of this song to be addicted to again when the video drops. You can absolutely enjoy this. Jess and Lisa, it has been clearly and truly a pleasure to talk to you, to get your original and a cover. Once we walk out of the Like a Virgin doors, what does the rest of the year look like for you?
We're heading back to America to work on some new music.
Yes.
We are so excited. Yeah, we're sort of just ramping up. It's a whole new world. We're about to, new era that we're about to dive into.
Oh, that sounds very exciting.
26. Any sort of fun acoustic jams at Katy Perry's that you can tease that might be coming up?
Oh my gosh, always. always. We've got crazy stories. That's a longer chat sometime.
Okay. We'll have to invite you back sometime. What a shame. Thanks so much for hanging out this morning. That is the Veronica's for Like a Virgin. Check out the videos when they're on the socials. And stick around on Triple J Breakfast. We'll let you know who's doing Like a Virgin next.